North Korea welcomes the support of Sarah Palin. Stay tuned for UnNews. November 2010, Pyongyang, North Korea. The Democratic People's Republic of North Korea have welcomed Sarah Palin's support and have offered her a military alliance to defend Alaska against warmonger Seoul. Palin made the overture to the North on Wednesday on the Glenn Beck Show. The host reminded Palin that South Korea is the one that the U.S. is allied with, reportedly in a matter of seconds. But that was enough time for the North to translate and planned a festival season around to show of solidarity from the North's traditional enemy. In an official communique broadcast live in North Korea through a barrage of shells fired in the direction of capitalist running dog South Korea, the government in Pyongyang said they expected a future President Palin would join a Chinese North Korea-USA alliance against evil Japan, false Korea, and rebel Taiwan. Officially sanctioned translations of Sarah Palin's books are now on sale in the North Korean capital. Some of the titles Palin has apparently written may come as a surprise to the Republican Party and the Tea Party movement. They include Wearing Rouge in Honor of the Korean Socialist Proletariat and The Thoughts and Writings of Kim Il-sung for the Alaskan Workers and Peasants. The White House said that Palin's other gaffe might in fact be more problematic, the one later in the same Glenn Beck Show, where Palin promised that, as president, she would send AWACS radar planes to, quote, our allies in Cuba. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously. Tune in this weekend for the UnNews magazine, Last Week in the Mirror. Check your local listings for details.